Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. This is Daily Morning Prayer, Rite 2 from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer for Friday in the second week of Easter, supplemented by liturgical material from 1998's Enriching Our Worship 1. Our invitatory this season is Psalm 100, the Jubilate, with an Easter antiphon. And our canticles for Fridays of Easter are G, a song of Ezekiel, sung to tone 5, and K, a song of our adoption, sung to a solemn tone 2. Our psalms this morning are number 16 and 17, both sung to tone 8. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new.
O God, let our mouth proclaim your praise and your glory all the day long. Praise to the holy and undivided Trinity, one God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ is risen. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Alleluia, Christ is risen. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Alleluia, Christ is risen. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. Alleluia, Christ is risen. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Alleluia, Christ is risen. O come, let us worship. Alleluia.
You will show me the path of life. Alleluia. Protect me, O God, for I have taken refuge in you. I am sent to the Lord. You are my Lord, my God above all other. All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble among the people. But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied. Their libations of blood I will not offer, nor take the names of their gods upon my lips. O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot. My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not fall. My heart therefore is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope, for you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. You will show me the path of life. Alleluia. At my vindication I shall see your face. Alleluia. Hear my plea of innocence, O Lord. Give heed to my cry. Listen to my prayer, which does not come from lying lips. Let my vindication come forth from your presence. Let your eyes be fixed on justice. Weigh my heart, summon me by night. Melt me down, you will find no impurity in me. I give no offense with my mouth as others do. I have heeded the words of your lips. My footsteps hold fast to the ways of your law. In your paths my feet shall not stumble. I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me and hear me my words. Show me your marvelous loving kindness. O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand, from those who rise up against them, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who assault me, from my deadly enemies who surround me. They have closed their heart to pity, and their mouth speaks proud things. They press me hard, now they surround me, watching how they may cast me to the ground. Like a lion greedy for its prey, and like a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, confront them and bring them down. Deliver me from the wicked by your sword. Deliver me, O Lord, by your hand, from those whose portion in this life is the world, whose bellies you fill with your treasure, who are well supplied with children and leave their wealth to their little ones. But at my vindication I shall see your face. When I awake I shall be satisfied, beholding your likeness. Praise to the holy and undivided Trinity, one God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. At my vindication I shall see your face. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses said to the people, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you want to bake, and boil what you want to boil, and all that is left over put aside to be kept until morning." So they put it aside until morning, as Moses commanded them, and it did not become foul, and there were no worms in it. Moses said, "Eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. For 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, there will be none." On the seventh day some of the people went out to gather, and they found none. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and instructions? See, the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore on the sixth day he gives you food for 2 days. Each of you stay where you are. Do not leave your place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. The house of Israel called it manna. It was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Let an omer of it be kept throughout your generations, in order that they may see the food with which I fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." And Moses said to Aaron, "Take a jar, and put an omer of manna in it, and place it before the Lord, to be kept throughout your generations." As the Lord commanded Moses, So Aaron placed it before the covenant for safekeeping. The Israelites ate manna for 40 years, until they came to a habitable land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. An omer is a tenth of an ephah. The word of the Lord. Sorry. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will take you from among all nations, and gather you from all lands to bring you home. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and purify you from false gods and uncleanness. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit put within you. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will take the stone heart from your chest, and give you a heart of flesh. I will help you walk in my laws, and cherish my commandments and do them. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an account of the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, 8 people, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same intention, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has finished with sin, so as to live for the rest of your earthly life no longer by human desires, but by the will of God. You have already spent enough time in doing what the Gentiles like to do, living in licentiousness, passions, drunkenness, revels, carousing, and lawless idolatry. They are surprised that you no longer join them in the same excesses of dissipation, and so they blaspheme. But they will have to give an account to him who stands ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was proclaimed even to the dead, so that though they had been judged in the flesh as everyone is judged, they might live in the spirit as God does. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Blessed are you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For you have blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Before the world was made, you chose us to be yours in Christ, that we should be holy and blameless before you. You destined us for adoption as your children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of your will, to the praise of your glorious grace that you have freely given to us in the Beloved. In you we have redemption through the blood of Christ, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of your grace, which you have lavished upon us. You have made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of your will, according to your good pleasure which you set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. Blessed are you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you have blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Before the world was made, you chose us to be yours in Christ, that we should be holy and blameless before you. You destined us for adoption as your children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of your will, to the praise of your glorious grace that you have freely given us in the Beloved. Hear our cry, O God, and listen to our prayer. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Help us, O God, our Savior. Deliver us and forgive us our sins. Look upon your congregation. Give to your people the blessing of peace. Declare your glory among the nations and your wonders among all peoples. Do not let the oppressed be shamed and turned away. Never forget the lives of your poor. Continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your favor to those who are true of heart. Satisfy us by your loving kindness in the morning, so shall we rejoice and be glad all the days of our life. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Dear people of God, in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, our Creator salvages humanity from the hells we make and imbues us with a Spirit who brings new life from abysmal depths and knits the substance of this world with the one yet to come. Let us pray in the power of this creative Spirit and the body of our risen Lord, lifting the concerns of our church and world to the fearless courage we may attain in the Prince of Peace, the author of salvation and the physician of souls. Let us pray for a church which may be truly transfigured by Christ's way through the cross and empty tomb, a church whose hold on worldly power may be just and light, a church whose members may be known by the shape of their love. Let us pray for a world which may be liberated from the way of violence, liberated from the way of greed, liberated from the way of illusory ego and fleeting satisfactions, a world which may know just peace for all, and especially the poor. Let us pray for the sick, the addicted, the depressed, the overworked, the hopeless, the lonely, the jobless, the abandoned, and for all whose maladies would cut them off from their fellows, but may yet know a healing communion of met needs. Let us pray for the dead who shone with otherworldly light while living, the dead whom no one knew, the ordinary dead, and all whose loss and suffering may be alleviated and reformed beyond our wildest imaginings. Holy Spirit, Holy Jesus, Holy God, you bid your people look upon the ones they've wounded, and you show a way through what was empty. Help us see our world with your eyes. Help our bodies know their place in the new world you would make. Take our fear and make us brave, that your desires may be ours, that we may find union with you and one another on the path that sees them rise in our time. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.